All righty, now I'm recording, guys. On the call, it's myself, Nobuhle, and Nonhlanhla. It's basically just the three of us for now. Maybe other people will join in as we go. I didn't receive any questions, guys, today. So what that means is that if you guys have questions, we can tackle those. And then after that, I spoke to Nobuhle earlier today. We've got some positive news to share with the group regarding what she's been up to with regards to these partnerships. So we'll touch on that. Another thing I want to do, I want to outline the remaining 6 weeks of the program, what we're going to be doing, how we're gonna tackle the remainder of this time so that we can maximize results in particular. I really want to focus on results. I'll talk about that. So yeah, first item, guys, questions. Use this time. Don't say
you don't have questions. You must have questions. I was waiting for this one. It was clear, understandable, making sense. It was clear, honestly.
You mean the one that the last one that I sent last week?
Yes. There was nothing particular yes, it was.
So did that structure make sense? The one that I was showing you guys on how to handle the meeting, that kind of thing.
Yes, I liked that idea of leading.
Mm.
Leading the meeting, awesome. Because yes, it's you who wanted this.
It is your
and
meeting.
The other
it's
thing
almost like you invited them, to this conversation.
Yes.
So you can't be a passenger. You can't invite somebody in your vehicle that's going to take this partnership to the next level and then become a passenger.
That means they're going to take the decisions for you.
That means they'll dictate. They will tell you where this should go. Not that there's anything wrong with that, if you are also okay with that direction. Where it becomes a problem is when they bully you into, you know, like push you around and make you feel small, you know. That's why we took this structure, is to avoid, because when you are put in a position where you are small in a meeting, it's hard to even articulate yourself. You feel like you don't belong. Yeah, you become self-conscious. So that's why leading is so important. And there's nothing wrong with leading, even on their side, because they know that you call them. Yeah. So when you don't lead, they will take leadership because they are a corporate after all, right?
Yeah, but the other thing that I realized after listening to that is that, yes, you are dealing with a corporate, but here you are in a table, you are in a meeting, maybe you are two or three. They didn't bring the whole of their buildings in front of you so that you could shake and be scared. These are human beings, like you and me.
That's true.
Sharing the idea, that's it.
Agree. These are people like you and I.
Yes.
They are people like us. They get in the morning, they get up, get out of pajamas, get dressed, get in the car, talk to themselves in the car about their own problems.
Ooh, just like us.
get to work, frustrated. It's a Monday, think about work politics, work. They submit reports. And after work, they go home, thinking about what the kids are going to eat at home, to buy food, going to buy groceries. That's just like us, right?
The other thing I've noticed since I started this program, so I've developed an interest in looking into those CEO of these companies. For instance, yesterday on news, I saw the CEO, even though I'm not related to the topic, but just the CEO, once they say CEO, you kind of, the mind shakes because you are dealing with this. Look at the news, the CEO of Raf I don't know the
name. Oh, yes, yes. Road accident fund.
Yes, road accident fund. Like he was explaining how is the COVID affected them and all sort of things. But he was a young guy.
Mm.
He was a young guy. He was young. He was still fresh.
Sure.
I just looked at him and said, ah, I could debate with you when. Just a check. He was very young, honestly.
Yeah.
Even though no, I'm this... not related to him in terms of this business, but then, yeah.
Yeah, no, I agree totally. These are just people like us. All they want to know is what's in it for me. If you've got your story together, you're good. I see Noma has joined us. Hey, Noma.
Hello, everyone. How are you?
Good and you? Fine. And you?
I'm all right, thank you.
You don't sound like yourself, Noma.
I've got a cold. I don't know. I've got a runny nose. And yeah, but I'm all right.
Sorry, yeah. Man. Take care of yourself. And I see Zivu has also just joined us as well. Hey, Zivu.
Hi, Sia. I'm so sorry I'm late. I'm so, so, so sorry I'm late joining the call. I apologize to everybody. Yeah, I figured out why it was that I couldn't find the meeting invitation. So I do apologize for that. But it took some time.
Sorry about that, Zivu. Well, an apology accepted. We are happy to have you back. And sorry that you couldn't join us last week because you told me that you couldn't find the invite. And I'm sorry about that, the fact that you couldn't find it. I hope you got the recording at least from last week.
Oh, absolutely. The recordings I've been getting. So, yes, I'm good on that. I'm good on that.
Okay, great. Okay, guys, let me just, Noma, and both you and Noma just joined us literally a minute or two ago. So let me just...
Hi, Noma. Hey, Zebu, how are you?
I'm well, thanks, girl. How are you?
Don't feel bad about the meeting invite. I did the same thing. I missed it 2 weeks ago because I couldn't find it, only to realize it was on a meeting.
Yeah. All righty. Sure. Okay, guys. So I had just started. I had Noni and Nobuhle when we started. And because there was no one else and I didn't receive any questions, you won't believe it. I actually didn't receive any questions this week. So I said we would start by, taking questions that you guys have. And then from there, I spoke to Nobuhle earlier today. We've got some positive news to share with some of the staff she's been working on with regards to these partnerships. And then after that, I want to just give you guys an outline of how we're going to do things for the next, for the remaining 6 weeks of the program. So those are the three things on the agenda. Taking your questions right now, if you have any. And then from there, talk about the conversation I had with Nobuhle earlier today and what we want to share with you regarding the work she's been doing. And then lastly, outline the remainder of the program. So those are the three things on the agenda, guys. Do you guys have any questions? I see Ashraf is joining us now as well. So welcome, Ash, as well. So if you guys have any questions, this is the time for that.
I see. I don't have any questions on my side. I guess I'm at a place where I've sent email, I've sent WhatsApp, and I'm waiting for a response.
All right. Cool. Thanks, Noma.
So, Sia, I don't have any questions, but I think I do need to request a meeting.
With me, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Perfect. We'll sort that out. And Ash?
Hi, Sia. I sent you two emails that I would like feedback on, please.
Two emails?
Yeah,
two emails. I saw one. When did you send them?
I sent it to Sia.
Oh, you just sent it. The other one just came in now.
Yes.
Okay, I see.
So the one email is targeted at someone who is already familiar with the career instruments and workshop. And
yeah.
The other one is targeted at people that might not know about it.
Great. I read one of your emails. Would you like me to read these out
and unpack them? It's cool.
When I read the first one, because you sent me one where you were saying this is for somebody who already knows about this gentleman.
And I
read it, and I had some thoughts, on it, which. Maybe for the benefit of everyone, let me read at least this one. The second one's a bit long. I don't think it will give me enough time to really apply my mind on it. If you don't mind, I'd like to give myself time to read your other email. It seems a bit long. I may have a lot to say about it. It's got attachments, it's got YouTube videos. So I don't think I would do it justice if I tackle it now. But the first one is relatively short, and I've already thought about what I would like to say, so yes, maybe yes. I'll read that, and then we'll deal with that, and I'll get the comments from everybody. You'll also get the benefit of everybody's input on that one. Okay, let me read it then. So here's the email from Ashraf. Hi Sia, the email draft below would be addressed to a university who is already familiar with the Nodal cards card sorts, is that what it is? Is Nodal how you pronounce the name?
Yes, that's correct, yes.
Okay, Nodal card sorts. I'll send you a separate draft email where I would be reaching out cold to university. Your input into this communication would be greatly appreciated. So here's the email now. That was asked to me. Now this is the email to Mr. How do you pronounce this surname, Ash?
Pon.
Pon. Dear Mr. Pon, I hope that all is well. All is well on your side. Since the University of Johannesburg has previously displayed interest in Richard Nodal's career assessment instruments, I thought you would be interested to know that I am coordinating a live career coaching certification workshops to be conducted by Richard himself during the 2021 calendar year. My reason for emailing you now is that we would like to discuss partnering with yours and other universities in bringing this international sought after career coaching certification to South Africa. Please provide me a contact number and a few suitable times for me to call you to discuss further. Best regards, Ashraf Jamie. All right, okay. So I've got a take on it. It's nice and sweet and to the point. Again, I don't think I always have to give a disclaimer that everything I say is just my perspective. There are other ways that this could be approached. Mine would be different slightly to yours, Ash. The first part, all the way to, so the first sentence that goes, I hope all is well and all that. I thought you'd be interested to know I'm coordinating a live career. In fact, I probably would not make this my first email. Because just so I understand, Mr. Pon, he's bought from you, right?
They buy the cards from me.
Sorry, Ash, I can't hear you.
Yeah, they have expressed interest in the cards, but I checked, they actually didn't buy. It wasn't them that bought. It was someone else that bought.
Oh, well, someone else from where?
No, it was a completely separate thing.
So it was not someone from UJ.
So they definitely have bought the instrument before, but they haven't bought it from me.
Where did they buy it? Do you know for a fact? Do you know for a fact that they bought it?
So they bought it directly from Richard.
So they bought it directly from the gentleman in the U.S.
Yes.
Okay, and you know that's for you know this for a fact.
Basically in the email they. At the time, I wasn't able to provide them with it sooner. So then they said, so they asked me, okay, so should they go internationally?
Okay, but and my question is,
there was some procurement thing that I needed to check the tick box, and I didn't have time to check those tick boxes at the time.
Okay, but my question is, do you know for a fact that they bought this? They actually bought it and they have it right now.
Yes, I know for a fact that they are using it.
Okay, good. Okay, that's all I needed to know. So with that background, I would because have you spoken to this gentleman before?
I haven't spoken. I've emailed. We've got a lot of email correspondence between us.
You do. Okay. All right. So for me, I would, my approach to this would be to reach out to him and reference the fact that he bought this material from the gentleman, from the nodal system, basically, that he bought this assessment instrument. And I would then tell him, if he doesn't already know, that you are the South African representative and you would like to you are just reaching out because he's a customer. He's an existing client. You would like to just get his feedback on something. I would get first, my first goal here would be to get an engagement with him. I would reach out to him with a goal for him to respond.
Okay.
You see, so that was my first. Let me tell you why. Because if I send him an email and I'm telling him about a workshop that's coming up, that depends on how he responds. Depends on a number of things. He may be excited about it. He may not be excited about it. You know,
yeah.
for whatever reason, he may not like the system. Let's just say, you know, we know he loves it, of course.
Let's just say,
if he didn't like the system. First of all, you would read that like, oh, okay, so you're doing this certification happening and whatever. Oh, okay, whatever. And then my reason for emailing, this is the sentence that worries me a bit. My reason for emailing you is that we would like to discuss partnering with your university and other universities. You see, there are a lot of assumptions here. If we were saying partnering with your university, maybe he may like the idea, maybe he may not like the idea. But now you're saying in other universities. Now, we don't even know how he feels about other universities. So there's nothing, this doesn't make him special in any way, shape or form, because now he's lumped with all the other universities.
Some
people may just look at that and be like, whatever, dude, not interested, okay? And then you continue to ask, right? You say, please provide me your contact number so I can call you. Blah blah. This is my concern with this with the tone of this email, is that one it assumes that he'll be excited about this, which he probably will be, but we don't know for sure.
Yeah.
Two, it's an ask. It's got two asks. It says, I want something from you because I want to partner with your university and other universities. So I want something. Two, please give me your number so that I can proceed to ask you for more stuff, meaning I can proceed to ask you how I can partner with your university. So for me, it's a bit risky, this approach. I would just take it from, hey, Mr. Pawn, you know, on such and such a time, you bought this program for us. I don't know if you still remember me. I'm Ashraf. We spoke via email. I'm still representing Richard Nodal in South Africa. I'm just reaching out to our clients to get a bit of feedback. Would you mind if we could chat maybe for a few minutes, or would you mind, would, whatever, but the purpose of the email yeah. would be for him, it would be a very easy, your first email, you always kind of want, especially an email like this one, where you're not trying to really make a strong case to a corporate, you want somebody to just respond, you know? So I would start with that, and then I would discuss this on the phone with him once I've felt, you know, or if you ever had his details, you could just ask for his details without going into details of this, as if you just want to ask almost like a survey to check if he's happy with the system, with the assessment instrument that he bought, that kind of thing. So you want to create an impression that it's about him and what's good for him, so that he happily says, oh, sure, please call me on this number. I've got a lot of great things to tell you about this assessment system. I love it, right? Then you get on the call with him. Now you're already armed with the knowledge that he's happy. You know, and now that he's happy, you can introduce this topic, you know, with a smile on your face to say, well, I've got good news for you, because Richard is coming to South Africa. Well, as one of our top, you know, South African customers, maybe you could, you know, you could partner with us. You know, now you are kind of making it an exciting, you're making it like it's a gift to him that you would rope him in, because now you're making him feel special, not like you want something.
Yes. Excellent.
So I don't know if that makes sense, Ash.
No, that makes lots of sense here. So, do you think I should just draft it and then go ahead and
I'm more than happy to work on it with you.
Yes, okay, cool.
So redraft it, send it to me, it to me, and then tomorrow we can knock it out, man.
Okay, cool.
I'd definitely love to work with you on that email.
Cool. And then just to comment on the other one that I sent you, I know it looks a little bit longer, but it's actually quite simple.
All right.
So that one is just going out to universities. You mentioned the marketing department. Obviously, I would need to find out, you know, who would be the relevant person at each university. But basically, it starts off with a subject line, re-partnership opportunity, world-renowned Richard Nodal career coaching training coming to South Africa in 2021. Then it says, hello, we trust this email finds you well. Our main reason for reaching out to you is to inform you about an exciting opportunity for the University of XXX to partner with ourselves in bringing the world-renowned Richard Nodal three-day career coaching certification to South Africa. The purpose of this email is to share pertinent information with you, and then you can decide whether the partnership opportunity is of interest to you. So then the first paragraph is just about Richard Nodal. Richard has been training career counselors and career coaches for the past 45 years. He has trained and certified over...
Past 40, 45 years? How old is this guy?
He's about, he's in his 80s, going on 90.
No way. Sorry.
I still love doing the training worldwide.
Jeepers, eh? Okay. Okay, I don't want us to go through it now, Ash. And that's, of course, everybody on the call wants us to.
Okay, cool. You and I can then take this offline.
We can always share it when we've done working on it.
Okay, cool. Thank you, Shia.
Cool. But what I would like, though, since we've already tackled that first one, I'd like comments from other colleagues on the call, because they may have some valuable insights for you as well. So can you guys comment on that first email that Ash and I were unpacking, please? Any thoughts? Not yet. Okay.
No.
Okay, yes, cool.
I think my one little comment is, I think what you said about his reference to you and other universities is really a damper. I think I totally agree with you there, that when you make reference to you and other universities, it sounds like you're just marketing. It sounds like you're doing, I guess, exactly what you are doing, which is throwing it out there and seeing who bites. And he needs to have the impression that this is customized to him and his institution alone. So what I would try to do is to find out a little more about how this program ties in with his university, so you can actually very specifically talk about, with this program at such and such, you know, personalize it, because that will keep his attention. And that essentially means you have to adapt for every institution you send it to, you have to adapt it, but it's, I think it's a worthwhile investment of time if you want to get people's attention.
Thank you very much, Sibo. Just one question around that. Let's say, for example, he makes contact with me again and he asks me whether this is an exclusive opportunity for his university. How would I address that?
Okay. Firstly, let me comment on what Zibu said. Totally agree with everything Zibu said, 100%. She's 100% on that one, I agree. So coming to your question, Ash, I think it depends. It depends on what you meant by you and other universities. It depends. I don't think I understand enough right now about where other universities come into it. Because when we unpacked this question over the last 2-3 weeks, we spoke about specific, like we spoke about, let's say, GSB. We also spoke about UJ. We were very specific about who you wanted to go after and what you wanted from them. So I'm not sure what you mean by you and other universities.
Yeah, so that's a good question. So what I'm thinking is that in each city, I would want to partner with one university.
Okay.
So in other words, in Cape Town, I would want to have at least one university partner with me to get.
Okay.
One city,
and yeah.
In Joburg, it would be one university over there, and then if we could do other cities, that would be great.
Okay. In that case, then it sounds to me it's very clear that why you want to partner with other universities, because you want one representative per city. So I can't see why someone who's from UJ would want exclusive rights to partner with you when they are not in Cape Town, It just wouldn't make sense to me, because you want to partner with them because they are in Joburg, and you want to partner with them. You're not saying we'd partner with them and FIRTS and University of Pretoria. You said one university. So to me, I think that's pretty straightforward that you would partner with them. But another answer I would give would be that anything that requires exclusivity, it needs to tick all your boxes. If they say exclusive partnership, I don't see why they would, to be quite honest with you, but let's just say they do. Let's just say hypothetically they do want that. Then they need to commit that they will give you everything you want, meaning they will fill the venue for you. They will give you whatever it is that you want from the partnership, so that it makes it superfluous to have to partner with other universities. It makes it unnecessary for other universities to get involved. It's really simple. That would be my take. But I think your reason for partnering with different universities is pretty clear. I think they would understand.
Yes, yeah. You see, and so the challenging thing is, I don't know upfront which university is going to tick all of the boxes until such time that I have the conversations with them.
Yeah, you can't know upfront for sure.
So
that's why you're gonna go through this process. Yeah.
It's basically how do it's almost like I would want the various universities to want to be an exclusive partner for this opportunity. And to entice them to be interested.
I'm not sure.
I'm sorry, may I ask a question?
Yeah.
Please go ahead, Zoom.
Ashraf, how exactly are you defining exclusive? Because once you use that word and you're bringing somebody in from the US, my understanding, expectation, if you use the word exclusive, I would expect to be the only university in South Africa that gets this opportunity.
I don't say that I will be using that language with them. But what I would want is I would want at least one university per city to tick all of my boxes for that particular city. So in other words, to provide me with the venue, to provide, the catering, and then to fill the event as much as possible.
Okay. It might be an idea to remove the word exclusive, so that you don't slip up and find yourself using it at some point, particularly if you find yourself, you know, either on a call with someone or sitting across the table from someone. And, you know, because you've gotten used to saying it, it just inadvertently slips into your pitch.
Yeah.
It is, you know, and maybe my perspective is wrong, but it really is only exclusive if you're partnering with just the one institution in the country.
Okay.
And what you want is a verbiage that speaks more to unique to this city, so to speak, something along those lines. And unique is not the right word either, but my brain's a bit frozen right now.
So what I gain from this is definitely don't use the word exclusive.
Please don't.
Maybe this is the other question now. Would it be a problem for more than one university partner in this opportunity?
Ashraf, can I just add on to, I guess, what Zibu has said? She literally read my mind, but also based on the question that you've just asked. I think for me, also being in the events industry and also, you know, just people get very, maybe attached to something. And I'm wanting to ask you, can you not just do it with one university? Do it so right that it becomes a combined thing with you guys, that it becomes, I guess, bigger than what you're looking at it right now. because I think you're trying to do too much with, you know, in different cities. Whereas if UJ comes back or one other university comes back, do it so well and milk it so well that it becomes something, and it goes back to COPT, I think, where if you construct something, you know, with co-partnership and all of that, that it may just only need to be at one university.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because I think I'm just getting a sense you want it everywhere, but you start with one, fine-tune it, make it so hot that, in fact, maybe it actually just becomes exclusive to University of Joburg or whichever. And that becomes your, how can I put it, a value prop that only they have. So that should you need it to go anywhere else, right, you can craft it accordingly then for somewhere else, but not having it in the same format and whatever. You know what I'm saying? So exclusive, like Zibu said, try and shy away from it, because you might get to a point where that one university, if it lands so perfectly, they'll be saying to you, we want it as an exclusive. Then it becomes a product of UJ with you and nobody else has it. You know what I'm saying? Just my thoughts.
Mm. I can't add anything to what these ladies have said. Totally. Okay.
I definitely see the advantage of that and the, you know, the attractiveness of that to that one particular university. The only thing is the intention of having, you know, different cities is so that the use of the tool, you know, that it spreads more widely.
Okay.
I get you, Ash, but what I'm trying to say is, if, and let's just use UJ because that's what we've been talking about, that they craft this thing, this tool and whatever, imagine now they are the ones that are your key partners across all the universities, right? So it becomes a property of or some sort, I'm losing words, and they are the ones now actually running it for you. At the end of the day, you do very minimal. You know what I'm saying? And then they get to do all the hard work and you come in and you do the blah, blah, blah. And then this thing goes to all the other universities, but as a, I guess, a first, whatever, right of refusal is UJ if they decide, no, they don't want to go anywhere else. But what I'm looking at them is them holding this as a right to them. And then everybody then comes to UJ to get it from them. And then you structure your payment, your whatever deal accordingly, so that you obviously benefit accordingly as you the one introducing this tool to them and all of that. That's just how I'm looking at it.
That makes a lot of sense.
All righty. Okay. I think I agree with what Norma and Zibu were saying once again. I just want to address the premise of, you know, that there's this assumption that you have, this thing of you want it to be spread widely. You assume that if you have this in different cities, it means more people will attend. Not necessarily, because you can still do exactly what Norman's saying and have more people at the same venue, rather than, because you could have this in Cape Town, in Durban, in Joburg, and just have 5 people per city if it's not properly marketed. Or you could still have it in one place and have 25 people in that one place. So, and for your first time, I would say, especially because some of the things you're looking for are like the most basic of necessities for an event, like venue and catering and those types of things. If you had a huge budget to do all these things, sure, you could go to town, do all of that. But when your resources are already tight, just contain it and just make sure that it's marketed as properly as possible. And everybody who wants this, if it's in Joburg or Cape Town or Durban or wherever, anyone who wants this, they'll go there, they'll fly. It's just 2 hours to get there from anywhere in South Africa. So, and I'm talking about this from experience, and Norma will know this, because when I used to host my boardroom sessions, people would fly from anywhere. I'm not even from America, right? And people would fly from Cape Town, from East London, from Durban, to spend a day with me, because I'm not going to hop on a plane. People would say, why don't you bring this to Cape Town? And I'd say, no, I'm not going to bring it to Cape Town. You're going to come up to Joburg. Of course, I'd say it nicely. You're going to come up to Joburg if you want it. People would send their 20,000 rand to pay to spend a day with me in the boardroom. And they'll book their flights, book their accommodation, and come here. So if people want this, and when people want anything, they will fly to get it. South Africa is not a big country. Literally, someone can fly in the morning, attend, if it's a two-day thing, spend a night, attend the next day, and hop on a plane and go home. So don't worry too much about wanting to bring it to the people. In fact, one last point. One of the lessons I learned from one of my many mentors was that when people jump through the hoops to get something, their own appraisal of its value goes up. When somebody pays you 20,000 rand and then get inconvenienced, they have to get up early, get an Uber, get to the airport, wait, long queues, let's say have a delayed flight. They're going through all of this just to come to your event. By the time they get here, this event is worth 100,000 in their eyes, you know, because every hoop they're jumping over, they are subconsciously convincing themselves that it's worth it. Okay. So this thing, so I've never been a fan. This is just me and my prejudices, I guess. I've never been a fan of making things easy for people because I want more business or whatever the case. Some of my best clients are people that had to jump through hoops to work with us. I've seen that in my clients' businesses when we are reasonable, when we put hoops in place in a reasonable way, where it's not silly, people can actually see why it's important for them to jump through those hoops, the appraisal of the thing's value goes up, simple. So people will fly to UJ if this thing is in UJ. So get one partner. Basically, just summing up what Norma and Zivu were saying, just get one partner. Don't give yourself too many headaches. And make sure it's the suitable partner. And make sure that they realize the opportunity they have. Remember, you are the prize here, or what you're bringing is the prize here. Because the danger of trying to have too many partners is that you're going to have to keep negotiating the same deal so many times, and you're going to end up becoming desperate trying to close all these things. Get one solid deal and get them to pull all the stops. If you want 20 people at your event, Joburg is huge. You know, the UJ and yourself, you'll get 20 people at this venue. If you want 20 people per city, okay, then you can get 60 people to Joburg. They can come from anywhere and get here. So I totally agree with what Zivu and Norma were saying. Don't give yourself, don't have too many moving parts. Keep it simple.
After hearing all of this, I'm sold on going for one.
Great. Okay, I want us to move on. I'm worried about time. We've got quite a few things we want to talk about. But Ash, are you happy though with the way we handled your question?
No, I'm happy. We can move on.
Okay. Good, great stuff. Right. Do you guys have any questions before we move on? No more questions. Perfect. Okay. So I spoke to Nobuhle this morning, guys. She sent me screenshots of replies from two big corporations that I didn't even know that you did this, but that you reached out to, proposing partnerships. But I won't say anything. I don't know how much of that she wants to share. So I'll let her, you know, share with us maybe some learnings as well, some learnings that came out of this whole experience for her that she feels may be beneficial to all of us. Hey, Nobuhle. Are you still there? Or am I just talking to myself? Maybe everybody has left the room.
We're here, Sia.
Oh, good. Okay. Nabusha doesn't seem to be there. Maybe she dashed out to do something. I don't know now what to say.
No. Oh, sorry.
Okay. There you are. Yeah. Please. Yes. Okay. Did you hear what I said?
Yes, I heard you.
Oh, okay, good. Okay. So what would you like to share with us about what you've been up to?
Okay, this week I have done 50% of what I was supposed to do. I reached out to two corporates this week, following the guidelines that Sia taught. Me. I think I sent one on Monday and then sent another one on Tuesday. But hey, I was so shocked when I saw the email on Wednesday when they were replying to me. Even though the other one was not in need of what I was offering or maybe asking to partner with. But the fact of noting that email, they read the email and they even offer assistance in what I'm doing in future. And also the other one said they will reply during the course of the week. But I can say the names of this corporate. One is McKinney said no, they don't need this service, but they are willing to offer the assistance in the future for the nutrition that I was talking about. And also the other one was Toyota. I reached out to Toyota. Remember Sia told us about the booklet, gave us an idea about the booklet. So I reached out to Toyota saying I've got this idea of buckle up, let's go. I said to Toyota, this would be an idea for the young ones, the age of 5 and 6, which is grade not and grade R. The reason I said, let's buckle up, let's go, I said, in my mind, I had this idea that their parents are buckling up behind their backs. Reason is, they're just going around the corner, 2 minutes, they'll be back. And something could happen in between, or even before you reach the corner that you were supposed to reach within 2 minutes. And the reason I was saying this age, because this age grasp easily and they respect what they are taught in school. They can even correct their parents this age, that 5 years, 5 years up to 6, they can even correct. No, mama, that's not how you do it. That's not what teacher said to me. So by that, we will be changing or turning the other point around of preparing the young ones to be on a safe side. How safety belt can save lives of somebody.
Okay. Let's do this. Sorry to interrupt you, Nobush. I think I don't want you to go too deep into the idea.
Okay.
Not because I don't think it's a great thing to share with the group, but because of time, I want us to maybe to talk about some of how the program has actually helped you in terms of how you approach this whole thing. One of the things we talked about in the morning was this thing we call imperfect action. What made you feel that you were ready to reach out to the companies with what you already have from the program so far?
I thought, Sia, you have equipped me enough now to go out. You have gave me the tools. But now you're not going to take me by your hand and walk with me. And if I'm waiting for the perfect timing to write the perfect email, there will never be that time. And time is running. Look at the program. We are only left with 6 weeks. But look now, this program, this 6 week now, Now you are already on the meeting. Well, we're in a meeting project now. To meet, you're sitting down with these corporates. So if I'm still waiting now for the program to be finished, I'm going to start after 6 weeks. I'm still waiting for SIA to see what is it going to offer. Looking at the program now, it has moved to the phases of reaching out.
Cool. So, all right. Zibu, I see Zibu Mike is unmuted. I think she wants to chip in.
I just wanted to say, Nobuhle, brilliant, brilliant, genius idea. So very proud of you. So very proud of you. Wow. Wow.
Yeah, it's amazing, right?
It is.
Awesome, guys. All right. Anything else? Any thought? I know you mentioned last week that you've got this book, this Too Quiet book, that where you're keeping all your ideas. How has that changed how you do things these days?
I've heard this thing that writing relieves stress. So I've created bond with this Too Quiet. I've got two choirs.
Two. Oh, you did say. One, I think you did say last week. That yes. Two.
The other one, I graph just whatever that comes to my mind, I just write. And then the other one, I practice the emails that are supposed to go out. So I've created bond with these two choirs. So I write on whatever comes on my mind, whatever. I just write on these two choirs, work on it, and then ask questions based on what I've written. Can it be done? How will they respond? No, they won't. And then I give out the answer, no, we don't need because of A and B and C. You understand? And then I come to that one. I move to the other one. There will never be the perfect. That is why I sent these emails on Monday.
But and you already received replies this week.
I have received the replies this week. Wow.
Another thing I took away from your emails is this whole idea that this may not be the right time. Because there's that, people are waiting for COVID to be over because, you know, it's not the right time to reach out to companies. And I think with you having done what you did, it shows that people are reading emails. Chances are they're probably reading more emails now that they are working from home. And I mean, they didn't even wait a week. Within 2 days, you got responses from your, you sent two emails, you got 100% response rate. You know. One thing I want to touch on quickly, I saw your emails. I had a good chuckle when I saw. Were these your subject lines? One of them is, hope you read it. Another one is, let me find it. Just bear with me one sec. Another one is, hope you will receive it. These were your subject lines to the emails that you sent to these guys, right?
Yeah. And remember the other email that was going to Toyota. I forgot to write the name of the CEO, if you look at it. But they did respond.
But they still, so your emails were not even perfect as you.
No,
as you
they
say.
Were not perfect.
But
I just say,
but
hey,
you still got guys, you still got replies.
Yes, but as they say that we acknowledge your email, we have received it, we'll get back to you during the course of the week. Thank you very much. And I smiled. I said, oh, wow, a brand like that, Toyota, writing into my email.
It's called impact. And you wrote to the CEO. That's another thing you would have to mention. At Toyota, you actually wrote to the CEO.
I just called. Can you please put me through to Mr. It's Mr. Wu. Don't look too quiet. Can you please, is it Tim? No, Tim is for the BMW. You know, please put me through to Mr. Andrew.
Wow. So you called them. You cold called them and you asked them to put you through to the CEO's office.
Yes.
And then you spoke to the PA and you asked her for the email address because you want to send this email to the CEO, right?
Yes, I did.
Or how did that go? Is that what happened?
Oh, I was so humble to that PA. Normally, I don't like PA. PAs, I just have this feeling that just like security, we don't take them serious on a reality. We feel like they're blocking all the way. But this time, I was so humble. Good morning, ma'am. How are you? I'm fine. You're speaking to them. I introduced myself. I didn't hide anything. I was not nasty. I was not negative. I was just straight to the point.
Lovely. I think we did talk about PAs here on this call.
I used to feel PAs, they're just like securities or bouncers. Yeah. They'll block you.
But now we know that they're actually on our side because they are the audience. They've got the ear of the CEO. So they are actually an extension of the CEO. So if we're good to them, they can be on our side in terms of driving our agenda. Wonderful.
And I even wrote back to say, thank you so much, Jabu. I've received the email. Thank you so much. Looking forward to hear from you. I was so, so professional. So I learned if you give out the positive, you'll receive them. You'll receive them.
Wonderful. Are you planning to send more emails?
Looking to Tukwaya, as I'm speaking to you now, I've got 7 motor industry now to contact.
And you are contacting 2 industries at the same time, just so we're clear. You're talking to the frozen veg industry, because that's where the nutrition idea is based. And then there's this buckle up idea, which is targeting the motor industry. And you're going after these car manufacturers that are based in South Africa. And you're also going after the frozen veg kind of food producers. And we also said, the McCain email before, because I hadn't seen your emails. I had nothing to do with your emails, just so we're clear. You wrote this, you sent them.
On my own.
All I saw were the replies from these companies.
So, yes.
Just so it's clear that I actually played no role other than what I was teaching in the group. You did all of this yourself. The only thing I said when we spoke this morning was that because McCain said, they were negative they said no, basically. And they gave a reason about having committed funds to CSI projects and whatever. The only thing you and I discussed was that we will still pitch McCain, but we've got a different angle because we feel very strongly that they need to partner with you on this. This is not a CSI idea. It's actually a marketing idea. It's a revenue idea. So we're going to pitch them again. Slightly differently. So that's basically just a summary for you guys.
Yes, and also just a minute. Just a minute here. And also, like, it's frozen one. I've just contacted only McCain. I haven't contacted the others. I've got others here as well with me. Same as with the motor industry. I've contacted only one so far, only Toyota. I've got 7 here that I still need to reach out. But it's only that with BMW, it's just ring, ring, and cut. So I've been trying. I've got another new number now. So I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I've got 8 to contact with. So it's...
And you're picking up the phone and calling them and getting those email addresses directly from them.
Yes, I just need to speak to the CEO. Just please put me through now to the PA. I just go to via PA now. If you can put me through the CEO, please put me through to the CEO of who and who. I don't call and ask, who is the CEO here? Who is the CEO here? I call, put me through, PM, please put me through to Tim. Then you'll be put.
I love it. Love it. Because I don't know if you guys want to have.
With my cane, they gave me the cell number of the PA, of the CEO. I called this 079, his cell number.
Mm.
it gave nice. Me, it encouraged me.
Lovely. Great. I don't know if you guys want to comment quickly before we wrap, we move to the next item.
Hi, Sia. Just from my end, well done, Nobuhle. I mean, for me, two things I got out of it, which you personally said, timing right now is of the essence. We may, you know, instead of dragging our feet, let's wait until the program is over. Hence, I also just went and I sent it to the Financial Institute. I didn't show Sia because I was like, I want to try this on my own and see how it works. And then also, secondly, I love your energy around the fact that when you give out positive energy, that's what you get back, because PAs are literally gatekeepers. If you're nasty to them, you're not going anywhere. And then just the fact that you're starting now, I think a lot of, I'll speak about myself. I'll take 10 steps forward and I think, no, maybe it's not the right time. It's not the right email. And then I'll delete it a few times. But I think what this program has given me, excuse me for now, is just the confidence to say it doesn't have to be 100% perfect. But as long as you've started the process and we are in fine tuning it. So we can't wait until after COVID, because we don't know when after COVID is. So thank you very much, Sissy, for just putting your foot out there. It's encouraging. Thank you. And wish you all the best, by the way. I don't think it's a no, Sia, for McCain. For me, it's not an outright no. When someone says no budgets are committed, I think it's just like, now you know, you fine-tune it now. So when budgets are spoken of, you are already top of mind. And that's just how I look at it. Thank you.
Wow. Awesome. Thank you, Sissy. Thank you so
Thanks,
much.
Thanks, Mama. Any comments, any other comments from you guys before I proceed? But anyway, thank you guys. Thanks, Nobuhle, for sharing and for inspiring us. We appreciate that. Thank you very much. All right. Okay, guys. So the last point I wanted to touch on today is we've done our 6 weeks of the classroom, so to speak. This definitely is not the end. I wanted to focus on, if you can look at what we've done over the last 6 weeks, I was kind of building a certain structure. But within that structure, there are still a lot of questions that you guys still have that I also know that I deliberately haven't answered. So if you remember when we started, I asked you guys to send me 20 questions that you have about this topic of partnerships and sponsorships. So over the next 7 weeks, I mean, over the next 6 weeks, I'm gonna be going back. If you haven't sent me your questions, please, please send me. Even if you add more, if I've answered some of your questions already, which I'm sure I've answered many, add as many questions that come to mind as you can. It doesn't have to be all, it doesn't have to be 20, because I may have answered some of your questions. But if you haven't sent me your list of 20, just please send me those questions, because it will really help all of us. It will enrich the program for me to answer all the questions that you guys have. There's still a lot of information that I have in me that maybe I may have overlooked because I didn't think it was that important, but it's something that you probably want to know. So I'd love to answer those questions. If you notice throughout the program, I haven't said anything about sponsorships per se. I've just kept it broad at the partnership level. I'm still going to talk about sponsorships, but the way I'm going to approach this now going forward is that I'm not going to send you the Monday lessons as I've been doing for the past 6 weeks. So what I'm going to do now, I'm going to do short bursts where I'm going to take one question and just answer it on a 5 minute video clip or 10 minute whatever. So these are, I'm gonna produce quite a number of these shorter clips where I answer specific questions, where I address what I believe are subtopics on this subject. And I'm gonna send them just randomly. I'll just keep informing you. I'll put them in one place so that you don't get lost in all those pages. I'll just keep adding them in one place so that you are able to just go and access them, and they're lined up one after the other. So, but you'll see how I'm gonna do that. So I'll send you all, I'll keep adding more learning. I wanted to pace the program, I wanted to space it as well, so that it's not like an avalanche where you feel like you're drinking from a fire hose with all of this information coming at you I feel that I've spaced it out nicely so that you were able to start executing on some of these things. Now we're going to really start filling in all the gaps that may still be there, answer some of those questions, add more useful information for you guys. So I'll continue to teach. So let me be clear, I'll continue to teach, but don't worry, we're not going to be doing any of those long Monday sessions that I've been sending you, but there will be shorter clips that I'll be adding as we go. I think I've clearly kind of articulated that part. The other thing that's going to happen over the next 6 weeks, I really want to engage with you guys more. We haven't had time over these past 6 weeks to engage one-on-one, because all of you have specific projects that you are working on. And part of this program is for me to avail myself, my thinking on specific projects that you guys are working on. So I want to do more of that. So every week, my assistant Chantel will send us my calendar where you guys can actually book yourselves on my online calendar. And we're going to make it very interesting how this is going to work. We're not going to have long sessions. I'm not gonna make the slots long, like 30 minutes or an hour. These are gonna be 15-minute sessions that you and I are gonna have. One-on-one sessions. When you've got a question, you will go to the calendar, book yourself, choose a slot that works for you, and then you will ideally send me the question in advance so that during that 15 minutes, I'm just firing, all the key things that I think are important so that we are able to discuss it quickly and agree on the plan of action. So we're going to have 15-minute slots at a time. And you can have as many of those, by the way, as you like, as long as they are booked. The only thing I'm going to watch out for, you can't book a second session, if you haven't executed on what you and I agreed on. I'm not going to dictate, obviously, what you should do. We're going to agree. So we'll talk until we agree that this is going to be the next action step. Before you book the next session, the next slot, you're going to have to go and implement that. Why am I doing this? Because I actually want us to focus on execution now and focus on results, because it's the only way we're going to get the results from the program is by getting out there and making things happen. So I hope that's also clear. If it's not, I'm more than happy to take questions on that. And then the last part, another thing I'd like to do with you guys, that's why I really want you to start taking more, to continue, because I know you're taking action. Let me not say start, to continue taking more action. One of the things I want to do with you guys is to prep you for these meetings, is to actually do role plays, if that makes sense. What it means basically is that we're going to simulate a meeting that you will go and have following the COPED method that I taught you, where I'm either you or I'm the company and you are yourself pitching your thing, and then I'm asking you all the, we go through the whole thing and we record it so that you can have a recording of your own pitch that you can listen to whenever you want. That may not fit in 15 minutes, of course. So for the pitches, we may have to have a separate session with you and I. I'm not really that rigid about time. Yes, time is tight, but I'm not that rigid. I'm always open and available for you guys to support you, to work with you. I actually love it. I actually missed you these past 2 weeks, to be honest. I missed talking to you because we haven't really spoken one-on-one in such a while. So I'd love us to do that. So I'll be sending shorter videos on random times. That's one. Two, my calendar will be accessible so that you guys can book on the slots available for those 15-minute slots so that I can answer specific questions. Three, I'd like us to do role plays for your pitching so that you've got a recording of yourself pitching your product and actually engaging with a real person before going to the corporates. So those are the three things I'd like to do. The sponsorship, I mentioned earlier that I didn't really touch on the sponsorship as much on this program. I will give a lesson on sponsorships, which would be an addition basically to what I've already taught you. It doesn't differ very much from what we've already covered. So I will talk about it. I didn't forget. That's that, guys, on my side. Any questions, comments, suggestions? Nani, please go ahead.
Hey, Sia and everyone. Okay, so the one thing about the program, obviously it's sponsorships and partnerships. I'm pretty excited by what you just said about the sponsorships class, because I really struggle trying to understand who could I approach for partnerships, because that wasn't quite my angle coming in. I was very interested in the sponsorship side, but not to say that I haven't learned anything. There's so much I've already been taking from what you've been saying. I've been learning a lot. So I'm actually pretty excited. I'm actually over the moon right now that you're talking about the sponsorships, because I'm launching something and it's heavily based on sponsorships. So I'm happy.
No problem, Nani. Thank you. Thanks for that feedback. I think I know what you're talking about, if it's what we discussed earlier in a couple of weeks back. But anyway, for sure, we'll touch on it. Any other comments, questions, or suggestions, guys? Any comments? Okay, I think we're probably done then, guys, if you don't have any questions. Alrighty, I guess we can wrap it up here then, guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sia. Thank you, everyone. Have a good evening.
Thank you.
Bye-bye, everyone. Alrighty, you guys take care. Go get them.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Sia. Likewise. Thank you, everyone.
You guys.
Thank you. Bye.
Cheers, guys. Bye-bye.